जय गोपी जन वल्लभा ग्रीवधारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभा ग्रीवधारी। यशोदानन्दन भ्रज जन सञ्जन यमुनातीर वनचारी। यमुनातीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ ग्रीवधारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ ग्रीवधारी। यशोदानन्दन भ्रज जन सञ्जन यशोदानन्दन भ्रज जन सञ्जन यमुनातीर वनचारी। यमुनातीर वनचारी। यमुनातीर वनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे। कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे जय राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन राधे जय राधा दामोदर राधा दामोदर राधे जय कृष्ण बल राम कृष्ण बल राम जय वृंदावन धाम जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय गुरुदेव गुरुदेव जय जय गुरुदेव निताई गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल निताई गौर हरि बोल कलियुग पावन श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय ग्रंथ शास्त्र श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण की जय जगत गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद की जय समवेत गौर भक्त छंद की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण So we welcome all the devotees for today's Srimad Bhagavatam class. And I seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas here for my purification and your satisfaction. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2, entitled Ajamila, delivered by the Vishnudutas. Text number 33 to 35. So we will recite 33 verse. Anyatham shriyamanasya na shuche shalipate vaikuntha naam grahanam jiva vaktum ihasati Anyatham shriyamanasya ना शुचे शलीपते वैकुंठ नाम ग्रहणम् जिह्वा वक्तुम् इहार्हति अन्यथा म्रियमानस्य ना शुचे शलीपते वैकुंठ नाम ग्रहणम् जिह्वा वक्तुम यहाति। जीवा अन्यथा नाशुचे शुश्लीपते वैकुण्ठनां ग्रहणं जिह्वा वक्तुम् इहार्हति। माताजी, अन्यथा म्रियमाणस्य नाशुचे शुश्लीपते वैकुण्ठनां ग्रहणं जिह्वा वक्तुम् इहार्हति। अन्यथा म्रियमाणस्य नाशुचे शुश्लीपतेः वैकुण्ठनां ग्रहणं जिह्वा वक्तुमिहार्हति। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग, अन्यथा अदरवाइज, म्रियमाणस्य ऑफ ए पर्सन हुई जस्ट रेडी फॉर डेथ, न नॉट अशुचे मोस्ट अनक्लीन वृषली पते द कीपर ऑफ ए प्रॉस्टिट्यूट वैकुंठ ऑफ द लॉर्ड ऑफ वैकुंठ नाम ग्रहणम द चांटिंग ऑफ द होली नेम जिह्वा द टंग वक्तुम टू स्पीक यह इन दिस सिचुएशन अर्हति इज एबल। ट्रांसलेशन पर पढ़ शिल प्रभुपा, शिल प्रभुपाद की जाए। Were it not for my past devotional service, how could I, the most unclean keeper of a prostitute, have gotten an opportunity to chant the holy name of Vaikunthapati when I was just ready to die? Certainly, it could not have been possible. Purport. The name Vaikunthapati, which means the master of the spiritual world, is not different from the name Vaikuntha. Ajamil, who was now a realized soul, could understand that because of his past spiritual activities in devotional service, he had gotten this opportunity to chant the holy name of Vaikunthapati in his horrible condition at the time of death. Om Ajnanatimishandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुः उन्मीलितमेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितमेन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणं रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं पशिजनां सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणं ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। नमो ब्रह्मण्यदेवाय गोब्राह्मणहिताय च जगद्धिताय कृष्णाय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांता नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद नीलाचल निवासाय नित्याय परमात्मने बलभद्र सुभद्राभ्याम जगन्नाथाय इति नमः। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, Hare Krishna. Once again, we welcome all the devotees for this Srimad Bhagavatam class. And I humbly seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas for my purification and your pleasure. So, today we are discussing about Ajamila's contemplation when he saw both parties. He saw the party of Yamraj and he saw the party of Lord Vishnu. In this world, people can see either one party. If one is sinful, they will see Yamdutas. And if they are devotees, they will see the Supreme Lord. Or they will see the Vishnu Dutas. And Prabhupada translates this word duta as the order carrier. In the previous verses, you will see that translation is there. The order carrier. In our language, we say agya dharak. One who holds the agya, the order, in his heart and executes that order. So, when you saw Ajamil this conversation, and the meeting of two parties of Yamraj and Lord Vishnu, he was amazed, wondered that he was the most fortunate to see both parties. He was unfortunate to see the Yamduta party, but he was the most fortunate to see also the Vishnudur party. So he is the only one example we see in the Bhagavatam. Universal history is the only one example who saw both the parties at the same time that I was thinking. And so he was contemplating, he is contemplating, and then he is repenting for his sinful life. But at the same time, he is feeling happy that now he has the opportunity to change his life, to perfect his life. So now in this today's verse, he is feeling happy that because of my past devotional service only, I have got the golden opportunity to chant Lord's names. When I was about to die, otherwise this would not have been possible to chant Lord's name. So in ISKCON, we see how all the devotees always chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, always chant. So how much they are fortunate, how much they can be happy and blissful that by Prabhupada's mercy and the causeless mercy of the Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda Prabhu, we are always getting the opportunity to hear, to chant, to remember Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which is the topmost blessing. Golokera Premadhana, Golokera Premadhana, Harinama Sankirtan. पीपल वॉन्ट टू हैव वेल्थ, धन. वन इज मटेरियल वेल्थ विच इज ऑल्सो रिक्वायर्ड, बट देन दैट वेल्थ कैन नॉट सेटिस्फाई द सोल, द हार्ट, बिकॉज दैट वेल्थ इज मटेरियल एंड वी आर नॉट द मटेरियल, वी आर स्पिरिचुअल लिविंग बींग्स, वी आर जीवास. सो जीवास कैन बी हैप्पी ओनली विद द इटर्नल प्लेजरेबल चिन्मय थिंग, दैट इज लॉर्ड्स नेम. नाम चिंतामणि कृष्ण, नाम चिंतामणि कृष्ण चैतन्य शस्त्र विग्रह नित्य शुद्ध पूर्ण मुक्त अभिन्नत्वात् नाम नामिनो. दैट लॉर्ड्स नेम इज नित्य नित्य मुक्त एंड चैतन्य शस्त्र विग्रह चिंतामणि विच कैन फुलफिल ऑल अवर हार्ट अनलिमिटेड डिजायर्स. इन दिस वर्ल्ड वी फील आई हैव ओनली फ्यू डिजायर्स, I have only few desires. If they are fulfilled, I'll be happy in some time. But in our last, so many years, we have seen that those desires never decrease. With time, those desires always keep increasing. Because soul is looking for the pleasures which should be unlimited, boundless. Soul cannot be happy with momentary pleasures. Not possible. Soul is hankering for the eternal pleasures. So that pleasure only Lord can give, because He is eternal and He is pleasurable. He is Sachidananda. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. So Ajamil, many now last so many classes we must have heard that Ajamil was really repenting for his sinful life, that I was so unfortunate to get attached to one prostitute, which made him most abominable and fallen. But now, because of his past devotional service, he is able to see the devotees of the Lord, order carriers of Lord, Vishnu Dutas. In ISKCON, all the devotees which we see, they also are like Vishnu Dutas. Ajamil saw Vishnu Dutas at a time of death. And we are seeing Vishnu Dutas, we are seeing Krishna Dutas all time. So we are more fortunate. And while living, not just we are seeing, we are staying with Vishnu Dutas. We are getting blessings of Vishnu Dutas all time. So we are really more fortunate to have that opportunity. But sometimes we are not able to appreciate the value of what we have been given. So next verse that is mentioned, we'll see that. I will just read the translation. Ajamila continued, I am a shameless cheater who has killed his Brahmanical culture. Indeed, I am the seen personified. Where am I in comparison to the all auspicious chanting of the holy name of Lord Narayan? Kva cha Narayana iti yetat Bhagavan naam mangalam. So Lord's names are mangalam, all auspicious. Purport, those engaged in broadcasting the holy name of Narayan Krishna through this Krishna consciousness movement should always consider what was our previous position when we came and what is now, what it is now. We had fallen into abominable lives as meat eaters, drunkards and woman hunters who performed all kinds of sinful activities. But now we have been given the opportunity to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Therefore, we should always appreciate this opportunity. By the grace of the Lord, we are opening many branches, centers, and we should use this good fortune to chant the holy name of the Lord हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे, एंड सर्व द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड इट डायरेक्टली. वी मस्ट बी कॉन्शियस ऑफ द डिफरेंस बिटवीन अवर प्रेजेंट एंड पास्ट कंडीशंस एंड शुड ऑलवेज बी वेरी केयरफुल नॉट टू फॉल फ्रॉम द मोस्ट एग्जॉल्टेड लाइफ ऑफ अ डिवोटी. One more verse is there. I'll continue. Ajamil is continuing. I am such a sinful person, but since I have now gotten this opportunity, I must completely control my mind, life, ears, and senses, and always engage in devotional service so that I may not fall again into the deep darkness and ignorance of material life. Purport. All of us should have this great determination. We have been elevated to an exalted position of a devotee by the mercy of Krishna and the spiritual master. And if we remember that this is the great opportunity and pray to Krishna that we will not fall again, our lives will be successful. So in minimum words, Prabhupada is giving the all meaning, full meaning, and making our life perfect. If we understand, if we accept the words. Brahmanda Bhramite Kona Bhagyavana Jeeva Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bees. When you sleep daily in the night, it's in the mode of ignorance. Because of that, we forget the actual truth because of sleep and that mode of ignorance. So in the morning with Mangalarti, we have to revive our consciousness, revive, awaken again and again. So the whole morning program, the whole day program schedule, which we follow in ISKCON, given by Prabhupada, is most important. One cannot say, that last 20 years, I have followed the schedule now. Now tomorrow morning, I don't need to follow. Sometimes, it may not be possible to follow because of health or traveling or some other reason. That's acceptable. That's excuse. But that time also, we can follow the schedule at least in our consciousness, you know, mind, manas puja, like that manas puja. We may not be physically in the morning program, in temple hall. But we can be always in morning program by our consciousness. And that is expected from the senior devotees, from the elevated devotees. That is expected. Because with time, the body will not support us. Body will not support us. The way we performed services 10 years ago, now it's not possible. But that's not the problem. We can relish more joy by our consciousness, by connecting our consciousness to the schedule. That suppose Guru Puja is going on, I am not there physically, but we can hear the sound, or we can think, oh, what they must be singing now. And we know what we sing in Guru Puja, we know. So we can do it all places, all time. No one can say, how can I follow morning program? I am traveling. No. The beauty of bhakti, the beauty of Krishna consciousness is that one can follow the process anywhere, any condition. In the ICU also, one can follow. That's possible. And in case of Ajamil, he's always thinking, I am a sinful. Always thinking. Now we see all the shlokas. He's saying, I am sinful. All our Vaishnava acharyas express their great humbleness, humility, in such words. I am the most fallen. Gaurango karuna karo dinahina jane mosama patita prabhu नाहीं त्रिभुवाने। पतित पावन हेतु तव अवतार, मोसम पतित प्रभु ना पाई बियार। ऑल द श्लोकस, ऑल द भजन्स, वैष्णव भजन वी सी। गोपीनाथ मम निवेदन शोनो, विषयी दुष्जान सदा पापे रत, किछु नहीं मोर गुना। सदा काम रत, सदा पापे रत। सो ऑल द वैष्णव आचार्य शो दैट वी मस्ट बी हम्बल, वी मस्ट बी थिंकिंग दैट वी आर फॉलन। वाई? देन ओनली वी कैन एक्सेस द लॉर्ड्स कॉजलेस मर्सी। लॉर्ड इज देयर, बट इफ यू थिंक आई एम एक्सॉल्टेड, आई एम ग्रेट, आई एम स्पेशल, देन वी मिस दैट चांस टू एक्सेस, टू एक्सपीरियंस लॉर्ड्स प्रेजेंस एंड द ब्यूटी ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, द ब्लिस ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस वी मिस। सो हम्बलनेस इज इसेंशियल, नम्रता, दैन्यता, दीनता इज इसेंशियल। देन ओनली वी कैन अप्रिशिएट द वैल्यू ऑफ द गिफ्ट विच वी हैव बीन गिवन। वेन वी आर प्राउड वी फॉरगेट द वैल्यू ऑफ द गिफ्ट ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस विच इज गिवन टू अस, वी फॉरगेट, बिकॉज वी थिंक आई डिजर्व, आई डिजर्व, देन वी लूज इट। ओनली दोज हु थिंक आई डोंट डिजर्व, आई डिजर्व द वर्स्ट, आई डिजर्व द वर्स्ट, देन यू विल फील आई एम गेटिंग द बेस्ट, देन आई एम गेटिंग द बेस्ट। वेन वी थिंक, पीपल थिंक इन दिस वर्ल्ड, पीपल थिंक आई डिजर्व द बेस्ट, द मोस्ट, आई डिजर्व द मोस्ट, आई डिजर्व द बेस्ट, एंड वॉट एवर दे गेट दे थिंक आई एम गेटिंग द वर्स्ट, आई एम नॉट गेटिंग इनफ। That's their feeling in the heart. So when we think, I am insignificant, I am fallen, I am sinful. In case of Vaishnava Acharyas, pure devotees, that's not true. They are very pure. But they also feel need to think that I am sinful. Because they know, unless we think like that, we cannot access Krishna's mercy. In case of conditioned souls, they are fallen, they are sinful. So they have more chances to think honestly, yes, I am sinful, I am fallen. Millions of lifetimes, I have done so many and countless sinful acts. So I am sinful. For them, it's natural if they are honest. If they are honest, truthful, they can feel, yes, I am fallen like Jagai Madai. They are honest. For them, it was easy to access the Lord's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. That's why Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami expressed that we are more sinful than Jagai Madai. Just to claim, just to access Lord Chaitanya's mercy. They know, they knew that unless we show Lord Chaitanya that we are more sinful. How can they say? They never had broken any principle. Never broke any principle. They are pure. But how, what, then how to justify their statement? So they said, Jagai Madhai broke all the principles. But they never served under Mohammedans who were cow eaters. But we have served. Somehow with their intelligence, they found out something, some way to justify that we are more sinful. Something which even Jagai Madhai did not perform. We perform the service under cow eaters. So we are more sinful. All our Goswamis have shown us by the example that unless we have that mode of dinata, of namrata, that I am the most fallen, insignificant, वी कैन नॉट एक्सेस लॉर्ड्स शेल्टर और लॉर्ड्स मर्सी. एंड देन व्हेन वी इन हैव दैट मोड ऑफ हम्बलनेस देन वी अप्रिशिएट द वैल्यू ऑफ द गिफ्ट ऑफ कृष्ण भक्ति विच हैज बीन गिवन टू अस. I was saying, I was speaking about that wealth. Goloke Premadhana. The topmost wealth, even in this world, is love, prema. All are looking for prema only. Many people are businessmen, millionaire, billionaires, but they also feel like beggars, paupers, without love. They also feel like a beggar. Sometimes they commit suicide. Nobody loves me. Nobody appreciates me. Nobody spends time with me. Love means to serve. And love is expressed by giving your time. Suppose someone is saying, I have no time. I'm so busy. Then you understand. You know. You should know that he has no love. He has no love for us. That's why he has no time. If someone has love for us, someone cares about us, then he will find out time. So that is a sign of love, giving time. If someone is giving time to us, we should know they love us. So, and the, but this in this world, the love which we experience is temporary and conditional. Conditional and also very small, very insignificant, and many times it is selfish, not pure. We hear that mother's love for the child is the most pure in this world. That is natural, but that love also has limit. But the love which is soul is hankering for is the pure, unlimited, spiritual love. Only Krishna can give that love. Why? Only he has the capacity to give that love. Nobody has capacity to fulfill our heart's desire, heart's hankering for love. No jiva can satisfy other jiva. This is the truth. This is the principle of this world. No jiva has capacity to satisfy other jiva. We can serve, we can appreciate, we can help. But satisfaction for all time, unlimitedly, is not possible for any jiva. Only Krishna can satisfy because we belong to Krishna. And Krishna belongs to us. Mamayo amsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Our sambandha is with the Lord. Krishna. Namayo amsha jiva loke. And that's why only Krishna has the capacity to satisfy our hearts. So I was speaking about Goloke Premadhana, Harinama Sankirtana. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu and all the Lord's associates, they have brought us the topmost wealth of Goloka Vrindavan, not just Vaikuntha, topmost spiritual realm of Goloka Vrindavan. Pure love, unlimited love. And love also is expressed in simplicity. Simplicity. When someone is not simple, someone is complex, shows complexity, love is not expressed. That's why we see that in Vaikuntha, the mood is not dominated by love. The mood is dominated by Aishwarya, not Prema. Aishwarya, opulence, Aishwarya Dham. But Vrindavan is Madhurya Dham, Prema Dham. So, and that love is the most valuable, and the topmost love is of Goloka Vrindavan. The Vrajavasis for Lord Krishna, and that love we also can access through हरिनाम संकीर्तन, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। सो वी मस्ट नो वॉट इज दिस हरिनाम संकीर्तन, वी मस्ट नो द वैल्यू, द ग्रेटनेस, द इम्पोर्टेंस, वी मस्ट नो, देन ओनली विल फील ग्रेटफुल, वी कैन अप्रिशिएट। सो ऑल आर having relation, that when you think I am sinful, when you show humbleness, when you feel humble, you understand the value of the gift of Krishna consciousness, Harinam Sankirtan. Then you feel grateful. Then you feel grateful because you have been given the topmost wealth, Goloka Premadhana. And ISKCON, all the devotees experience this, that their hearts are fully satisfied. Hearts are fully satisfied in the association of devotees, chanting, dancing, hearing, serving Lord. That's how years and years and years and decades they are continuing the process of bhakti. Without the experience of the satisfaction, fulfillment and joy, nobody can continue for a long time. Impossible. Because we don't get anything else here. But we get the topmost satisfaction of our heart through the association of devotees. So, I'm just contemplating on the purport that Prabhupada is saying. Those engaged in broadcasting the holy name of Lord Krishna through this ISKCON movement, Krishna consciousness movement, should always consider what was our previous position, what is our present position. Hum log pehle kaise the, abhi kaise hain? Pehle dukhi the, abhi sukhi ho gaye. Previously, we were not happy. We were unhappy. At least in my case, I can honestly say, I was never happy. I was thinking, in future, I will become happy. In future, not now. Because I'm missing this, I'm missing that, I'm not having this. So this was my thoughts. Maya was always showing, bas thoda sa time, just short time now, you'll be happy, you'll be satisfied. But that never happened. Even though I got what I desired, jo chaha, wo mila, lekin jo apeksha tha samadhan ka, wo nahi hua. So that expectation of happy satisfaction was never fulfilled, never happened. So I will just share that one few thoughts. What is Krishna consciousness? This word is very common. Krishna consciousness, Krishna consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Many times we don't fully understand what is, or we don't clearly understand what is Krishna consciousness. In simple words, whatever I have heard or understood, I'll just share that. Krishna consciousness, in simple words, we can say Krishna's consciousness. Whatever consciousness Krishna has, that consciousness, Krishna consciousness. And what is Krishna's consciousness? Krishna's consciousness is Sachidananda. Eternal consciousness, permanent consciousness, full of knowledge, Chinmaya, full of knowledge. And full of ananda. How? Because Lord is always thinking to serve his devotees. The Supreme Lord, even though he is the master, is always thinking to serve his devotees. Always. Whatever Lord Krishna is doing, whatever, standing, playing the flute, dressing, playing, cheating, or stealing, anything he is doing, dancing, singing, he is doing for pleasing the devotees. Standing in threefold way, is threefold position, is difficult, really difficult. But it's very attractive, it's very pleasing, it's very beautiful to hold, to see. Very beautiful to see. Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayan also cannot think of, that position to stand. Lord Narayan is not even standing. He is lying down on the Anantashesh. Because it's easy. It's easy, most comfortable position. But Lord Krishna is in the most difficult position. Standing always. In threefold form. Not the standing. Playing the most difficult instrument. Playing the most difficult instrument. Flute is the most difficult instrument to play. We can know it. Kartal, Mridanga, at least we can try. But flute, sound aata hi nahi hai. No sound comes. Long time or many times. Difficult. And even dressing, the Lord Krishna, that way he dresses. Only for pleasing his devotees. Putting so many decorations on the face. If we put that type of decoration on our face, so difficult, so uncomfortable. But Lord does it. Lord accepts. Why? To please the devotees. Lord Jagannath accepts so many bhogas. So many bhogas he is accepting. Why? He knows. Unless he accepts the bhogas, how he can give prasad to others? So many countless devotees. Thousands and thousands of devotees is giving prasadam daily. By how? By accepting 56 bhoga in great quantity. So difficult to eat more food. So difficult. But Lord does it for pleasing the devotees. Anyway, so Krishna's consciousness is to serve. To serve. And because we are the parts of Lord, we are eternal parts of Lord, we also have that service consciousness. We also have. Without that service consciousness, without that mood of service, we as a part of Krishna cannot be happy, cannot be satisfied. Impossible. The Supreme Lord feels the need to serve, to please the devotees, to be happy. We see Man Lila, Krishna's Man Lila, Govardhan Lila, all Lilas. Krishna is willing to become a thief. Krishna is willing to become a thief also. Makhan chor, and then kapda chor, vastra hasan. Means Lord is willing to do all that. Why? To please the devotees. To get the title of chor or thief is very painful. Koi bolega ye chor hai, to bada dukh lagega. We feel so unhappy that someone is considering us a thief. But Lord is willing to become a thief to please the devotees. Why? Gopis want that Krishna come and then steal their butter and make them happy. So for Gopis' sake, Lord is becoming a thief. Lord became Ranchod Rai, Ranchod, for devotees' sake. So that's how we see Lord is always thinking to serve. And as an insignificant small part of Lord, if we don't think to serve, how can we be happy? If Lord is not feeling happy without doing seva, how? Like mother father. Like mother father. Lord is mother father. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran. Krishna is our mother father. Mata Pita. Tameva mata cha pita tameva. So like mother father always feel happy to serve their kids, sons, daughters, children. They feel happy. It's difficult sometimes to cook for them, to clean their clothes, to bathe them, to keep them clean. Difficult. But they feel happy. They feel happy. Because it's a service. It's a care out of love. So in this world we see such mother-father relations, then what to speak of? Golok Vrindavan, the spiritual world, where life is eternal, life is full of knowledge, full of bliss and full of ananda. So there also, Lord is always thinking like a mother-father to serve all the devotees. So my understanding that if we accept a simple thing, that we are always servants. We are always servants. Then life will be easy. And what does it mean? Servant means no expectation. One may plead, request, but not demand. I must get this. No. We can say, I wish to get. If you feel it possible, please give me. We can never say, you must give me. Never. Because servant will never demand. Servant may express the heart's desire and request, but not demand. And servant is always eager to serve as per the Lord's master's will. Someone serving without knowing the will of the master is not service. One must know what is the will of the Lord, will of the master, and then try our best to do it. Because ultimately, our life is for service. Ultimately, our life is for service. And if we accept that, our life is service. Living a life, just to live a life, is also service. Because it is given by the master. The body, intelligence, the mind, all our senses have been given to us by the Supreme Lord, the Master. So we have no right to misuse it, to abuse it. We have no right. Nobody has any right to abuse our own body. Or to speak of others' body, our others' mind, others' property, others' possession. Nobody has any right. But when someone is in ignorance, is in bodily consciousness, and is wanting to become the master, independent of the Lord, then he cannot understand that I am abusing my own body. Non-devotee means abusing his own life. What is non-devotee? Abuser of his own life. Because life is supposed to serve our master. And if someone is not serving the master, he is abuser. Means what? Misusing. Misusing. What is the meaning of abusing? Misusing. Wrong use. So, if you understand one simple thing, that we are eternal servants of the Lord Krishna, Jivesh Swarup Hoy Krishnesh Nityadas, then Maya cannot touch us. Simple thing. Dasusmi. I am the servant. Dasusmi. Ha. Whose servant? That is also important. In Maya, one thinks I am the master of the body, senses, and my family, my property. In Maya, in ignorance, one thinks I am the master. But he's serving the body, senses, mind, and then family, and all the property, serving only. So that is service to Maya, which is painful, which is temporary and miserable. But service to Krishna is our natural position. In Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that what is mukti? Mukti shitva anyatha rupam swarupena vyavasthiti. Swarup vyavasthiti. Apne rup mein sthit hona. Swarup. Aur apna swarup kya hai? Sharir ka nahi hai. Our real form is not of the body, which is changing all time, flesh and bones only. Our real form is pure spirit, jiva, jivatma. And that Sachidananda Swarup, we can experience in this body also. Because that is never, that is never destroyed. That is never hidden. It's our own Swarupa. It's only in dormant condition, sleeping. But it can be awakened. That's how we say, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunaye Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karoye Udaye. That our Krishna consciousness, our love for Krishna, Krishna Prema, is always there. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema. नथिंग टू बी अक्वायर्ड फ्रॉम आउटसाइड. हाउ टू अवेकन, हाउ टू रिवाइव, श्रवण आदि शुद्ध चित्ते, श्रवण कीर्तन स्मरण श्रवण आदि मीन्स एटसेट्रा, श्रवण हियरिंग चांटिंग रिमेंबरिंग कंटेम्पलेटिंग, श्रवण आदि शुद्ध चित्ते. वाट इज शुद्ध चित्त? दैट चित्त विच नोज दैट आई एम दास सर्वेंट. शुद्ध चित्त मीन्स सिंपल लैंग्वेज वी आर सर्वेंट्स. शुद्ध चित्त, एनी वन हु थिंक समथिंग एल्स कैनॉट हैव शुद्ध चित्त. शुद्ध चित्ते कषये उदय. एनी वन हु अंडरस्टैंड्स हु कंसिडर्स आई एम द इटर्नल सर्वेंट ऑफ द लॉर्ड एंड सर्विस टू कृष्णा मीन्स सर्विस टू ऑल द डिवोटीज, ऑल द जीवा ऑल्सो. वाई? लॉर्ड कृष्णा इज सर्विंग द डिवोटीज. लॉर्ड कृष्णा इज सर्विंग एज अ परमात्मा ऑल द फॉलन कंडीशन सोल्स इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड. लॉर्ड इज सर्विंग इवन द फॉलन कंडीशन सोल्स एज अ परमात्मा. हाउ? बाय अकंपनिंग देम इन द हार्ट, बाय स्टेइंग विद देम, बाय सपोर्टिंग देम एंड बाय फुलफिलिंग ऑल देयर डिजायर्स. परमात्मा इज डूइंग दैट अनुमंता. एंड देन लास्ट पॉइंट, सो इफ we can understand, if we can accept that one thing, that our life is for service, our nature is to serve, then definitely the illusion, the ignorance will go away. That's my personal experience and personal understanding, and our acharya's message that our nature is to serve, our constitutional position is to be a servant of Lord and all the devotees, then our life becomes completely fulfilled and ready for going back home, back to Godhead. Thank you so much. Wish you, I seek the blessings and then I wish all the best for all of your life. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Time is over now. If somebody has any question, okay.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thanks for nice class. Prabhuji, just one question. You mentioned that we are already living with Vishnu Dutas, devotees. But sometimes because of familiarity, breeds contempt or whatever reason, we expect too much from devotees, especially in family life. So we expect too much time, as you said, ki time and everything. But because of our other responsibilities, we cannot give time or we cannot fulfill expectations. And in these conditions, we tend to blame each other or sometimes offend Vaishnavas. So what is the solution?
So I mentioned already that if we expect, then we are not servants. If we expect anything, then we are not doing service. Servant means no expectation. Then only, that is the only way. If we expect something, even small thing, we will be frustrated. That's my personal experience. We can express, please give me some time, please do, but don't demand. If they give us, okay. If not give us, okay. We can simply beg, express, not demand. If you demand, then you will be frustrated. But if we, and my personal experience that if we connect to our masters in the mood of service, then we feel fully satisfied. And this is true for all the devotees. No need to expect from each other. If we expect from each other, we will be frustrated. Because we have limits. We must endeavor to do our best, whatever possible. ऐसा नहीं कि हमको टाइम देना ही नहीं है, हमको कुछ नहीं. वी मस्ट डू अवर बेस्ट टू फुलफिल द एक्सपेक्टेशंस, बट वी शुड नो अवर लिमिट्स. इफ यू डू अवर बेस्ट पॉसिबल एंडेवर, वी कैन बी हैप्पी. नो नीड टू फील गिल्टी, ओ आई एम नॉट एबल टू फुलफिल द एक्सपेक्टेशंस. इफ यू डू यूर बेस्ट पॉसिबल एंडेवर टू फुलफिल द एक्सपेक्टेशंस, हाँ, इफ यू डोंट डू योर बेस्ट पॉसिबल एंडेवर्स देन यू कैन फील आई एम गिल्टी. हाँ, ऑल थिंग्स आर नॉट पॉसिबल, बट वॉट आर पॉसिबल इन योर कंडीशन, इफ यू डू इट यू कैन बी सेटिस्फाइड. ओ आई एम डूइंग माई बेस्ट एंड ऑल कैन थिंक लाइक दैट दैट आई एम डूइंग माई बेस्ट पॉसिबल एंडेवर टू फुलफिल द एक्सपेक्टेशंस ऑफ माई फैमिली अदर डिवोटीज. बट वी शुड नो वी कैन नॉट फुलफिल ऑल द एक्सपेक्टेशंस ऑफ ऑल द डिवोटीज. वी शुड नो इट. It's a practical thing, it's a truth that we cannot do it. We can simply endeavor as the unconditional servant. Is it okay? Thank you. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granth Shastra Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.